Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, everybody. You guys, we did it. Looks like we made it. We've got bad news. It sounds like Bachelorette doesn't start till July 11th. Look, we'll figure out. We'll do a live show sometime between now and then. So just check your feeds. We'll make an announcement. We'll do some. We'll figure out where and when. Because we can't go this long without you guys and without each other. Right? Don't you think, Tiana? Oh,
yeah, Arden might need to have another Bachelorette season.
I might have to do another. Maybe things didn't work out for me and Carl. I think I need a new Bachelorette.
We might.
Carl got too famous.
Yeah.
And Dracula keeps making some advances.
You got too many Instagram followers. So
yeah, Carl got too many slides into too many
DMs.
Should
we bring back Dracula like as a surprise return?
He's Nick Vial.
Bachelorette.
He's Nick Vial. I'm like, oh my God, it's Dracula. Yes, we should. Hello, welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Reed, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. You guys, I gotta say, for such a boring bachelor, he caused so much destruction and made such a fantastic episode of television.
I think it was the greatest episode of television I've ever seen.
I gotta tell you, I was mesmerized. I was like, just when I thought Monday nights couldn't be topped. Last night, just watching Tony's face in the audience, and I could watch his screen, like just a little zoom in on the box of Tony. You do not want Tony to be your enemy.
No.
Okay, look, let me just introduce everybody so we can get right to it. I'm going to go catty corner to me. With us is a woman who has matching eyeglasses for me. Yeah. She is so sexy, and she's looking real pretty today.
Oh, why?
Yes.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, your complexion is through the roof.
That's
hotter
very kind.
Than ever. We fucking love this woman.
Oh.
We treasure her. America treasure her. She's America's sweetheart. You know her from Criminal Minds. You know her from America's Next Top Model.
Yep. Go look for that footage.
Another period. You were so great, Adam. You really rocked the makeover. Some people cry during the makeover challenge, but you really rocked. When they shaved your head, you were right there.
Yeah.
You also know her as our Secretary of State, the woman with the most symmetrical face in America, my best friend, Patrick Brewster!
Oh, my God. So happy to be here.
Padgett, I loved you. I can't believe I just brought up your face on America's Next Top Model.
Guys, those listening at home or in the car, I was never on America's Next Top Model.
That's right.
Don't go looking for the non-existent Where's Waldo.
You don't know.
Your friend PB on America's Next Top Model. I shot one episode of Rock Me Baby, the Dan Cortez show with Janice Dickinson, and that's as close as I've got.
As a contestant?
No, I was a guest star. She was a guest star.
Oh.
It was
banana. Go find the footage. Go find the footage.
Go find the footage of Rock Me
Go
Baby.
Go find the footage. Go find
Dan
the footage.
Cortez.
Dan Cortez.
Dan
Cortez. 2001 somewhere.
Hot. He was living
he was
his
big.
Life. He was, I feel like I saw both of them at my old manicurist on Bedford when I used to go. I had a therapist. She was terrible. I had a terrible therapist.
On Bedford.
Please don't sue me. anyway, I will not name names. But I remember it was, and then all of a sudden I feel like that manicurist, I feel like got a deal with like TMZ because all of a sudden there would always be paparazzi. I was never fancy, but like I always looked like shit. I've been crying, like, and my dad sucks, and then I go get my nails done, and then I'd see like Dan Cortez, and I would always see Janice Dickinson, and then like the paparazzi be like, Arden knows bad TV, and I was like, I gotta get a new. I don't do my hair and makeup enough for this.
Yeah, that's
and
wild.
Who are you gonna sell this footage to? It's like I just got ballet slippers. You know what I mean? It's not that exciting. Across from me, I gotta tell you. Is a woman that won your hearts. She got called up to the show, to the major leagues, like Kevin Costner in Bull Durham. Kids, look it up. Classic movie. Children of the new millennial. There was a Once Upon a Time, a thing called the movies. And there was one movie. Young Susan Sarandon, she wasn't just like the fun older lady that owned ping pong and dated like 20-year-olds. She was so she's still hot, but she was so fucking hot. And she was like this lady that had loved to have sex with baseball players. And Kevin Costner Costner, and it was also Tim Robbins, and they were like minor league players. And then Tim Robbins was like a dum-dum. He was the pitcher. God, that was a hot movie.
That was great.
There was like nail polish in the bathtub and candles and shit.
She made him wear her underwear to break his losing streak.
It was so hot. It was so hot. Anyway, but they get called up to the show, to the majors. So you were like one of the guys that had been wearing Susan Sarandon's underwear. Did you wear Susan Sarandon? I was like, hey, what are you doing today? We just lost both of our guests. I know you listen to our podcast. You're my friend. You showed up. Not only are you amazing drawer, you're author. I'm tired today, you guys. I'm leaving town for a month and I'm packing and I'm both over and underpacking simultaneously. But I'm so tired. And I also had, I'm not going to say it. Never mind. I smoke like 2 cigarettes a year and I bummed one last night and then I have to go on a Z-Pack. Don't smoke, kids. This is bad for you. But smoking is bad for
you. You immediately have to go on a Z-Pack.
Why do that? Because my body, it's really like, I think it's protecting my skin and my lungs. They're like, girl, do you want to look like you're, like, you can't smoke. You from Scandinavia, you're Vikings, like, very thin
Icelandic
skin.
Places.
You're from Iceland. You've got to be the home of the centers. Anyway, my friend Whitney.
Oh, thank you. Woo! And thanks to everyone. Everyone's been so nice.
Everyone's been so nice. We have your art out.
Thank you. I also brought you a little gift.
Hold my microphone, doctor. Also with us today, Dr. Banana, Ariana, Tana, Hannah Montana, Dana Montana, Mittens, Marine, Hosnier, and Katie Levine. Look at the size of the box. Describe it, please. What is the box?
What's the box?
Okay, we're looking at a little tiny white box with a little geometric sort of shape on it in silver. And inside, there is a necklace, a gold necklace that says, Champion!
Oh, my God. I got one, too. I might have gotten drunk.
It's beautiful. It's like the Carrie necklace from Sex and the City, but it's gold. It's a very thin, beautiful thin chain.
I'm literally never going to take this off.
Yes, it's Lauren, so perfect.
Lauren
it's so
Lapkus,
dainty and cute.
Lauren Lapkus and I went to a store on Orchard Street in New York last week, and I bought myself a little tiny charm of a karate girl because she was a champion. Aww. But I eyeballed these, and I couldn't afford them.
Oh, well.
And you got me a champion.
That's so cute.
Guys, I have to say this all took place around the same amount of time. I definitely got drunk and went on Etsy after like drawing this and then had these made.
This is my favorite thing. Honestly, this is the best gift anyone has ever given me.
I
received drawings of myself as a champion. Like this is.
The necklace
wait
is
a minute.
So
no,
fun.
Be careful because of the headphones. Take the headphones off. Then there you go. Under the wire.
Doctor, I need your help. Oh, my God. Literally, I'm never taking this off. I want because here's the thing. It puts people on blast.
It's I've been wearing it, and people are like, oh, is that your name? And I'm like, yes.
Champion.
Yes, my name is Champion.
Champion is my name.
Should I change my name legally? Just one word, no last name.
Arden just, Marine Champ.
Just Champion.
Champion Marine.
Yeah, Champion Marine. Actually, I love it.
I mean, should we start calling you Champ?
I feel like I'm the Champ.
Champ.
Do you guys call you the Champ?
Have you seen...
Wasn't there a movie called The Champ?
Have you seen
with
how
Ricky
cute...
Schroeder?
Yes, it was. It was Ricky Schroeder.
Clearly there was. You know who was
am
in
I
it.
The cutest
a little
thing? You're so jealous. It's under my... Am I the cutest thing you've ever seen?
It's under your hair's in it.
Okay, no. I know that Paget... You don't wear... I'm not going to force the merch on you, but I just want to tell you. I know you don't wear things with words. I don't know if you like sleep and shit or work out or whatever. These Champ things that my friend...
Oh, I went and looked them up. They're fabulous.
All right, I'll look later.
I'll show you one photo.
All right, show me.
Oh, my God. That's bananas.
What is that? There's music coming out of...
Look at this. It says The Champ. Here's one of Andre Agassi wearing Becoming a Champion with his jean shorts.
That's beautiful.
Look how she did that.
The shirt is actually really cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Agassi in jean shorts with the mullet. I mean, he was kind of hot.
Yeah.
Wasn't no, I heard from somewhere those were extensions.
It was a wig.
Dude.
Yeah, he went bald and just wore a wig for like years.
A mullet wig. Ooh. Yeah. A mullet wig.
That's how you know he's got some Persian in him.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Agassi? Yeah.
I want your dad to get a mullet extension.
Oh, let me tell you, it's probably coming.
Your dad.
He talks so much about his hair. Like
1980s, Anna. Her dad would have fully gotten you pregnant just by looking at you. He was like, he was like Burt Reynolds in like tight white jeans. Like he was like a hot guy. He and his friends,
killing it.
Hey, let's get started, gals. You guys, that was the great Paget. Was that not the greatest episode of television you have ever seen in your life? It was mesmerizing.
Second only to the final episode of Ricky Gervais's Extras, which I watch a couple of times a year because I love it so much.
Oh, so
but
funny.
Yeah, that last night was
How about this? The
also
best drama.
A comedy?
The best drama.
It was also a comedy.
Yes, oh my
God.
It was a comedy.
Every outfit he wore, he looked like the henchman that gets killed really quickly in a Steven Seagal movie.
I mean, it was like a joke.
Yes. But can I say that also we saw him get off the plane with that tiny suitcase, and I'm like, where did all these jackets come from?
Like, giant.
Because every day was a different color jacket.
Giant. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, the Jackets. Hillary Clinton.
The plaid.
The plaid.
Oh, my God, with the one button.
Also, then they're like, let's go break his heart, like, in a hobbit house. Somewhere in Iceland. We're going to go to where, like, Gandalf lives.
Well, I've been to Iceland, and oddly, I've been to all of these places, including where Gareth was.
Yes.
Where the How rose funny ceremony was- from hell
How
took
funny
place.
Was Gareth yesterday?
I can't. It was... As I said, the echo chamber, him doing the echo chamber of what it was like in there, I was crying laughing.
He was in a special next level yesterday.
He was so good.
Talking about being a center of
intimate.
Inside of you, but inside of both of you. Both of you.
I finished. Inside of each of you. I finished.
Oh,
I climaxed. I was intimate.
That is Betsy would not stop telling me.
No, ball of you. I came. Oh. All of you. I love you. Okay. So you've been.
Great.
I used to want to go to Iceland. Iceland just looks like it fucking sucks.
This is my biggest thing about it. So, first of all, I know the other day you said that I stayed in that place. I had not stayed in that beautiful yurt. The place
I want to be in the yurt.
Been to. When I went to Iceland, I went with my mom and her friend, and her friend had like sort of set the trip up, and I didn't realize it was a bargain, like senior citizen trip that I managed to get, like invite myself onto.
Yeah, you did.
So all of the places that we went to, which are like places that like Goop doesn't tell you to go to because they're like the places the tourism board tells you to go to.
Right.
So I was like, I've seen those horses before. Like I was at that farm.
Yeah.
I was like, I went inside the opera house and wandered around inside those cavernous halls.
Did you like it? I did not want to go.
Well, this is the thing too.
Except what for the yurt. I want to go to the yurt.
Yeah. They didn't show that sunlight during that time of year is for like 4 hours.
Right.
So everything that they filmed had to have been done in daylight in a 4 hour period because the sun comes up at like noon and then goes down at four.
Right, it's like Alaska.
And so it's freezing. It is so awful. Like it is so cold. And like all those girls with their little like tops. I was like,
Even inside, I was like, when it's cold out, I'm cold inside. Yeah.
Gabby with her like
off the shoulder H&M.
Yes. Yeah, with her
and
with the dad that was like, let me tell
you. Like little tresses in the what you said, opera house. Like I was like, staring at them being like, they must be freezing.
Freezing. And I was like a hellhole outside of like wind.
Blizzarding.
Sideways. Blizzarding.
Also, that church that they sang, which was the greatest part of the last set, but I was like, I've been in there too.
I like that you went to everything but the yurt, which is the only cool part.
Only cool place.
And you're like, no, I didn't go there.
All Iceland, Icelandic Board of Tourism.
Yeah, that's why.
So you did the hop on, hop off bus tour with the seniors.
We did do a hop on, hop off. And if you want, like the bus at one point had to stop to wait for one of the other buses. And it's like, you're driving to go see where the Northern Lights are. And because you can't do it in the city because it's too much light.
Ambient light.
So we get there. And they're like, oh, we have to pull over for this other bus to come. And then they start backing up. And I'm like, they must realize that, like, there's a ditch behind us. I can't imagine I have to, like, point that out to the driver.
No, I can't.
And then all of a sudden, like, the bus goes back.
No.
And so we have all of these senior citizens, screaming on a bus that's only up, like, a foot.
Oh, my God.
But then we had to
no.
wait. And then everyone had to jump off the bus.
No,
with their rickety old hips.
With like hips, and my mom's friend had a cane and like couldn't hear well. And she was like, "What's happening?" And I get like knocked in the neck with a cane. Jumping off. Anyway, it was like, I was like, what have I done? This trip is not what I read on Goop. And I really thought I was going to have like the Gwyneth Paltrow trip.
Where are you in my jade vagina egg?
And I did see the Northern Lights, though, which
was magic.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Which is beautiful.
We need to take a romantic getaway tonight.
But go in the summer.
You, me, and Mittens.
Yeah.
You, me, and Mittens.
We're going.
But can you see them in the summer?
Yes.
I think it's like a winter
Less thing. Sunlight. It's more, like, more chance to see it. But they also say, like, you don't see them very often, which I was surprised. Because we also were only there for, like, 2 nights. I can't. It was, like, the most ridiculous trip I've ever done.
I keep looking at your champion necklace, and I'm like, it, like, makes my chemicals go crazy. Like, I can't believe I have it. I love it. So, like, I feel, like, a little crazy looking at it.
I love that you hid yours when you
came. I did. I kept my hair in front of it.
Your hair is spectacular.
Beautiful reveal.
Oh.
My COVID hair.
Your COVID hair. Gorgeous. All of it. No, I love the box. Did it come in this box?
Yeah.
Oh, I also just want to say it again, Whitney, the public really were, you were a champion. You were nervous. You rose to the challenge and you stuck your landing.
Thank you. I'm still nervous.
Okay, here we go. Are you nervous today? Because of Paget?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Because you like Paget?
Yes.
I like
Whitney.
She's so pretty. She's so pretty, right?
Oh,
did
stop
you see
it.
Her on America's Next
Did you see her?
I can't believe it.
You have to
Did you see her in the makeover episode?
They shaved my head and my eyebrows. So it was a little, but you know, I love Romulans and Vulcans. And
still
I would draw
she
on
was
my
so
own.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
With that even symmetrical face. You even can really get away with it.
Yeah. Even Miss J liked it. Even Miss J was.
I will say, I was in Reykjavik once, Iceland, for 2 hours because I was flying back from Paris and a man died in the plane.
Oh,
and we had to land in Reykjavik.
So, basically,
so nothing good appears to happen in Iceland.
I would say so.
Man died.
Died,
God.
And he and his widow had to be escorted up. Like they had to carry his body off the plane.
Wait, was it one of those situations where they're like, is there a doctor on board?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they came over the. And
no.
then. And
can't
then
you just continue,
nothing happened.
Can you just finish the flight? Just get her like where she like get her where she's
like
trying
to
go.
They now needed to go to New York.
Now she's stuck with a dead body
in Iceland.
And they're like, it's your
also,
problem. Like,
it was
get her home.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Just get her home.
So you're with
get
your
her home.
Husband's body in the airport.
I'm sure it's like a violation to leave a dead body on a plane for
they
that
actually
long.
Do. They usually like put a blanket over the top. But I think if you're over water and there's a place
what happened? What happened on the bus?
Yeah.
Did anybody
How many
die?
Did you lose on
How
the
many
bus?
Blankets
Almost
did they have?
Me.
All right, here we are, and we have. I can't stop thinking about Susie. Right? We see him like journaling. We see a horse man. A
Maduri.
Horse man.
Maduri.
Yeah.
I got a Duri. I'm writing in Maduri.
I can't. I just. Did he say
the first
that?
Time
no,
a
it sounds like that's how he would think it
oh
was the
God.
Way to pronounce
he,
it.
He was like.
So I write in this Duri?
I can't.
Maduri.
And look, and then look off. Okay.
Dear Duri, it's me, Clay Dore.
Clay Dore.
He's like literally writing out.
Dear Duri.
How do you write?
Dear Duri, I can't stop thinking about Susie. I hope the man with the spiked jizz in his hair who looks just like me. I hope the apparition of myself with the something about Mary spiked jizz hair meets me in the park looking hungover. Jesse Palmer, he's a handsome guy who could not look more hungover.
Yes.
He looks like he has just been boozing his way through like the ice bar, ice hotel. Like the his eyes and then the gel that they tried to distract us from the eye bags with the hair gel.
Yeah. Did you notice too when it was Chris Harrison, he would always say, "We thought this," because he was a producer on the show.
Yes.
But that Jesse kept saying "we," and I was
we
like,
"We have never experienced this." I agreed with you. I was like, "You say the producers have never
or the
experienced
show has never seen anything like this."
Yeah.
I'm like,
don't say "we." Like,
also, when at the end when he got the job, I was like, "How was that a successful audition?"
No.
Like.
That would be the worst audition I've ever seen. Yeah. And you're giving that. Give it to Wells.
But don't you
give
also,
it to Caitlin.
Yeah.
How did you give that guy the job?
Because they have the same writers. What I realized is that also Chris Harrison obviously never had any like thoughts that were his own because the writing is exactly the same.
Oh, yeah.
And the delivery is exactly the same. So I was like, he fits the mold that they want.
But
and
Wells
they can
would
manipulate
be so good.
Him.
Wells,
Wells
been...
would be the best.
It should be
but
Wells.
But he has a mind of his own.
Yeah, it should be Wells.
Yeah. It could work.
So,
so
it's possible Jesse is like drink plowing his way through the. He has a job.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Oh,
B,
yeah.
He's away from his wife and kids. So you know he's getting hammered.
And it's also COVID. We've all been locked up. Like everybody's gotten weird.
Plus, I'm sure they're coaching him on how to sound exactly like Chris.
So he's stressed out.
So he's and he's also because that montage where they showed him and his season clearly was meant for us to be like, oh, what a great guy.
Yeah,
we do like you. He's got to be. Terrified, like walking a tightrope. Like, am I going to keep this job?
Right, he wants the job so
everyone's
badly.
Making fun of the. Like, we look the same, and I can't.
I mean, I do think it's more lucrative for him to continue as the Bachelor host than it is to go back to like talking about what was it called?
Oh, he wants the job. He wants the job.
He wants Bachelor franchise.
Yeah. But it's also I wonder too if it's like one of those things. Like, I have some relatives that like work in advertising and marketing. You got to like go wine and dine with the clients. Like, I got to go out with Pepsi or whatever. Like, so I wonder if he's like getting down with the producers.
Oh,
like,
no.
I bet you're right. Trying to win them over.
Yeah,
like, stay a friend.
Yeah.
He was with the Icelandic tourism board and getting drunk with them and the producers.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and in like 25 years, I'll disregard racism. I'll get that $50 million payout.
I'm also moving to Texas, baby.
I mean, he only has to deliver at most 5 sentences
per kill
show.
For the
I don't
job.
Blame him for drinking.
I would kill. I don't either.
Also, it does seem like he's starting to realize Clayton's an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like,
oh, he knew.
You want to tell them both at the same time?
I actually think Clayton's dad knew more than. I mean, Clayton's dad was so disgusting.
Well, I think his parents and his family have dealt with. Similar situation.
They know what a ding dong.
Yeah, it's like
they know. They love him anyway, but they know what they did.
Like, can you imagine?
We know
like,
what you did last summer.
The shit
Clay
they talk about him when he's not there. They're like,
they just
Clayton.
Made a claymation centaur.
Remember, they were talking shit about him, and then he walked in, and they were like, oh,
hey, buddy, brother.
He just like joined the conversation. They're like, yeah, this happens.
They're all like, oh, it's Clayton. Like Claytor's being Claytor. I shouldn't have fucked that horse. Why did I fuck that horse 28 years ago? So Clayton, her hair, Susie's first. Her hair is perfectly curled. And it's like, Clayton has been a wreck. He has regrets about how it ended. And he's like, you should go see Clayton today. So Susie, she was like, oh, hi, Jesse. But her hair was perfectly.
She didn't have a camera in the room, though.
I noticed that. But her hair wasn't perfect curls.
And she had great makeup done.
She had her makeup on.
She knew something was happening.
Also, doesn't everyone usually get sent home? And so
they keep them for stuff like this.
It's also that your family doesn't know what number you came home. If you hear stuff, it's because the doors are open and there's sirens and hammering.
And also the hummingbird is continuing to come in here again.
JJ!
She just came in, said hi, JJ
said she loves our necklaces and that Whitney's hair looks great. Okay.
Wait a minute, are we talking about, am I crazy? Did I watch too much in a row? Like, what about him breaking up with them?
We're not there yet.
Later?
Yeah.
Remember Jesse goes see Susie and then
the
Susie comes over and like they talk?
Yeah, they go. They have a good quick talk.
I was in the wrong place. I'm so sorry.
Here we go. Okay, so she comes over to the Airbnb.
Yes.
Where he's with the parents.
With no presents.
And I loved the timing of the dad being like, she's not coming. And
I love the dad.
I mean, the dad is right. The parents
are like, what is it about her that sets her apart? He's like, she's a once in a lifetime kind of a girl. And he goes, in my opinion, I think it's slim to none that she will be here. Knock, knock, knock. Cue Susie.
Yeah.
So then I have like a tiny crush on the dad.
Love him.
Because I have a tiny crush on, again, he's not really my type, but he doesn't. He like looks his son in the face and is like, "You're an idiot. She's not going to. She shouldn't pick you, and she won't." No so parent true. Has ever told
me. I love that. He's very pragmatic.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till I'm his next ex-wife. Okay, so then... So that, actually, no, I don't want to break up their marriage because his mom's great.
Yeah, they yeah, think they might like, nice. Be both very reasonable.
But they could just adopt me. They could just adopt me and advise me. Oh my God, my mom will not leave us alone.
She just keeps
oh my God,
coming in. So
my mom
cute.
Will not leave
like,
us
she
alone.
She literally, like, I want the listeners to know this hummingbird is.
Hi, JJ.
Flying into the window.
Yeah, hummingbirds don't chill.
She sits on a branch and just watches.
No, my
us.
Mom, like, when we, like, she, that's there's wild. Like, it's like hummingbirds and fireflies of when. In Little Compton.
And it's the same one because there's two and the other one has more red.
No, no, JJ's around. Yeah. She's around. Well, you know she's buried in the lemon tree.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
The lemon tree has birthed a bird and she's come to be on the pond.
See, look at it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, she wants to. She's really nosy.
I don't know
really,
like, what she's looking at, though.
She's telling me that I need to put more blush on. my mom would be like, you need more rouge.
And then she just wants to sit on that little branch.
Yeah, she's so cute.
It's ridiculous. Hello.
Oh,
she's
hi.
Wow.
Hanging out with us.
I almost want to like put a feeder in here and be like, would you come inside and eat?
Does she know we're all champions?
Although they do pee a lot. I have a feeder on my porch and I'll just like, I watch it and it just like is drinking
we're
get and yeah, just yeah. pissing.
I'm going to have a golden shower from my bird
well, they're
mom.
They're smart. They're hydrated.
Okay, yeah. Great. Hey, that makes one of us. Okay, yeah. so then he goes, what's one second? He's like, and it was slumped on. So she comes in. He's like, can I take your jacket? She's like, why don't we go talk outside?
I loved yeah. it. In the rain.
And then the parents go, I understand, I respect her, and I understand her feelings. Like, they're all like, we hate you, she should leave you.
Yeah.
So then Susie, she was so sweet. She was like,
they're
the way.
Very eloquent.
I love surprised. His three finalists were very lovely young ladies.
Yes.
She goes, the way you treated me, you made me turn on myself.
Yeah.
It was humiliating. I felt like a stray dog that had come into your home and you had shooed me away.
So rough.
That phrasing. How can you treat me like that? You humiliated me. You made me feel bad and wrong. He's like, I did not mean to say what I said. I did. I was way out of character.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, sure. I know the love that I know is real. Is there any way you can give me a second chance? I love you. I do not want to lose you. She's like, I don't think I'm in the place to make that decision. So she leaves.
And he's also dressed like a Russian mobster. You know,
yeah,
that fur collar. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather see the Hillary Clinton coat than this. What is going on with his outfit?
Yeah.
They must go to Big and Tall and have like three options. And they're like, okay, Clayton, you just have
to like
wear this.
Green fur, wasn't it? Like tinted army green.
What would you rather wear? The realtor blazer dress that Katie wore as the Bachelorette, or the Hillary Clinton coat, or the Russian mobster fur collar.
I can pull off the Russian mobster fur collar.
As long as it's fake fur, I'll do that.
That looks like a woman that's about to be flying home with the corpse of her husband. Stopping in Reykjavik.
Oh, God.
Yes, I've been on a death mission.
Wow.
To Iceland.
You killed your husband. You know that, right?
All right.
You were the widow.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill. The blazer of... Fuck,
oh,
marry, kill.
I think I could get away with the blazer.
Okay,
I think
so which are you going to fuck? Which are you going to marry? Which are you going to kill? Hillary Clinton coat. Fur collar and real estate blazer.
I'm gonna fuck the real estate blazer because I think I could fuck it really well.
You're gonna tell it how to fuck you. Too.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Who are you gonna marry? Who are you gonna kill?
But I'm gonna obviously marry the jacket because I think I could because I like Hillary Clinton.
Okay, great. And then you're gonna kill Padgett.
I'm gonna kill Padgett's jacket.
Padgett, you fuck, marry, kill those outfits. Blazer dress that Katie wore, the realtor blazer dress, the blue Hillary Clinton coat.
I remember the Hillary Clinton coat.
So Katie would wear, Katie would wear like yellow, it was like yellow plaid blazer dresses, like a Century 21
realtor. Yeah, she also had a bright pink one.
Yeah, the pink one is the one that I was envisioning. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then I'd fuck that, because that sounds perverted.
Oh, okay. Kind of like the naughty realtor.
That blazer is going to choke you
it's
out.
It's a surprise.
That blazer is totally going to choke you out.
That blazer was definitely going to choke
that
you out.
That blazer is going to choke you out.
What, can I choke out the blazer?
you can both choke each other out
so you're both an escort.
I'll marry that Russian fur.
And you're going to kill Hillary Clinton.
Kill the Whitney. Clinton jacket.
We should not, yeah, we should say that.
I'm not killing any human being.
Why?
Jacket.
That's not how you play the game.
Yeah, but you shouldn't say
those
her
words.
Name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those
yeah.
two words are going to flag.
Okay, fine, fine.
Security come to your house.
We're not going to actually.
About a coat.
We're
talking about ugly.
Yeah, we're talking about the coat.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. I mean, is it really flagging? We're not literally doing it. It's like with
just
a BB.
I would just be careful.
That's the game.
No. Producers are telling us to be careful.
That's the game. All right, Anna. FM. FMK.
I would fuck the Russian mob coat.
Obviously.
Dang.
You would hate. Yeah, you would hate fuck the Russian mob coat.
I would marry the real estate coat because there's money in real estate.
And then you would put to sleep. You would put to sleep Hillary Clinton.
I would disappear the
coat. Coat. The
blue Hillary Clinton coat.
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 Yeah, coat.
Yes.
Coat. Yeah. Coat. Okay. I would fuck the Russian mobster. I would marry. I gotta marry Hillary Clinton because it's Hillary. And she's a power lady and she's breaking glass ceilings, even though she's complicated. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, JJ, I'm gonna have to put to sleep the realtor blazer. Katie?
I'm gonna do what you did.
Great.
I like that. Because I think I could pull off as long as it's fake fur coat. Mm. I think I could actually.
Oh, so no fun playing this game with you.
I'm just not saying vegan. Those words.
All right. Well, here we go.
Recorded audio.
All right. Well, I'm just a trash person. All right. Here we go. So so they're like, okay, the love. So there they are in the coat. So she leaves. And then he's like, okay, I have to follow my heart. And my heart is with Susie. My happiness is with Susie right now. I'm going to break up with Gabby and Rachel at the same time.
In one meeting.
And so they're like,
well, this is in front of the parents.
This is in front of the parents.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm choosing not to have the last two dates with them.
Yeah.
And
his parents are just.
Oh, his parents are like, you're such an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back to this disaster. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout. And we're back. All right. So his parents have just sent him off. He's like, I'm going to go do like two for one, two for Tuesday, BOGO, buy one, break up, get one free. At the same time, he goes, look, this whole journey was not as expected. I've caused so much pain. And looking at them, they know. And you can see on their faces, they fucking hate him.
They hate him. But you know what? What they bothers me is that he has done what so many men have done before, is make these women not trust their instincts.
Yes. Trust their judgment. Trust their own judgment.
Yes.
That's and the worst thing. That's what happens when you're cheated on. You're like, I don't know anything.
Yeah. And I feel like I have so many friends who go through this, and I feel like I've gone through it, and men, and this is my biggest thing. I'm like, my biggest takeaway is we all have to trust our instinct, because our instinct is correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
And ugh, that was just so hard through this whole thing, realizing that these girls were right.
Yeah, and they already looked broken.
Yes.
Like, before he even entered, they were still suffering
and
from what they had, you know.
And Gabby,
like, did you go on a date? And
yeah.
It's like, no.
Gabby also was the one that was like, you piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
She was so articulate. She's like, I left. Like, and you didn't let me have that. Mm-hmm. You didn't let me have the power.
Yeah.
You had to like
take
degrade
back.
Me.
Yeah.
So he's like, look, I absolutely did see a future with both of you.
I love both of you.
And I did love you both. And I meant that. But I cannot be in love with three people. And my destiny is, you know, everybody deserves someone to give 100% of their heart. And I can't be that person for either of you because my heart is not here. My heart is with Susie. He's been so coached on, like, how to phrase
this. That's
what
I kept thinking, that there's, like, a PR coach that's been talking to him of how to handle this, and exactly for when we see him later.
Oh.
I was like, and he
was even worse.
Such an idiot that he could only remember, like, the same three lines to say that each one.
And it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense.
I know they do have or at least in the past, have had psychologists who work
on
the show.
Oh, yeah, it's on Unreal. We saw that on Unreal.
And they figure out how to direct people in a certain direction. And I think the most telling thing was when his own father said to him in that room before he went to break up with them, he said, "You just want the one that got away.
Yeah.
That's all you want." And it's and that's what it was. He seemed maniacal. He seemed like a psychopath when he broke up with Susie before.
I know.
Just turning ice cold. And that is a fascinating piece of film to look at because it's disturbing.
Yeah.
And then changes his mind.
I know.
Like there's something really, it's such I don't entitled, think it's just dumb. Maybe it is just
like,
dumb.
It's like entitled big hot white guy.
I think he's dumb, but I keep thinking back to the very first girl that showed up who, like, it was the day of her wedding. And it's like, instead of realizing I should let this girl go because she is not in a place to be in a relationship, he handed her a rose.
Wow.
Great point, Whitney.
And I was like, he has done this every turn when somebody sort of like starts taking a step away. He's like, wait, yeah. I want you back. And I was like, he did it throughout the whole season.
Needing them to stay, regardless of what he wanted from them, needing them to
stay.
It's
like Gabby said, it's a pride thing.
Yes.
His pride is hurt. He's like, "You're going to leave me? No. I need you to stay." Yeah. Like, Gabby hit it right on the head there, saying his pride was hurt and he convinced her to stay.
And then when she was like, you have to, like, why can't you just say you're sorry? Yeah. And he was like, I am sorry. And then
he didn't think to say it on his own.
No.
He really did not take any of their feelings. Like, he disregarded all of their feelings and about, like, how they felt about it. Gabby was so well-spoken and just just, like, and she just laid it out. She was matter of fact. She didn't get emotional.
Yeah.
I respected her so much.
I love her.
I know. I love her.
Loved her in that
I'm
moment.
So glad she's God. One of the Bachelorettes.
I did love when he came in and she's like, "All right, that's a wrap on me."
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So she goes, "You know what? I don't have anything to say. It's too late." And she walked out. She goes, "You could have thought of that before," and then she left, and I was like, "Yes!"
But I love when he's like, "Can I walk you out?"
And no. So we're not quite there yet.
Sorry.
He goes,
I'm "Sorry."
And so then she leaves, and he's like, "I'll be right back." So he follows her.
That part, yes.
So she leaves. He follows her to the room, and she is sitting in the chair, pissed. And she goes, "I actually don't know who you are at all. I am pissed because I spent the last 2 days away from my family and my friends who actually give a shit about me, and you don't. I cannot believe anything you say. You asked me to stay because you were pissed. Your pride was hurt." He's like, "Well, I didn't want you to leave." She goes, "Well, now you do. And last time it was going to be my decision and you wanted it to be yours. And you told all of us that you wanted us to give a chance." She goes, "You sound actually ridiculous and you don't want to admit you were wrong. You could have pulled me aside and not addressed us as a group. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't give a fuck about us. Mm-hmm. All of your, like your actions speak louder than words." He starts talking and she goes, "Yeah, right. Yeah, right." And then he goes, "Can I able to walk you out?" She goes, "No."
And was disgusted.
And then we see her grandpa in the audience, who's the cutest ever.
He's like, "That's my dingbat."
Yes. I loved him. Let's talk before we get to the live portion. She was so...
She
said everything we were thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also she said it in layman's terms that he could understand.
Yeah.
She said it without getting emotional. And I just thought she was very blunt and matter of fact. And just fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
You treated us like shit and you're an asshole for that.
But laying out how he treated them shit and why.
She's a lawyer.
So
she could
articulate.
Be a lawyer.
Oh, I couldn't. I was so
really
impressed.
Smart. I think she's really
so
smart.
And I feel like, again, it's like you just hearing about her early journey and her, some of the damage that happened. This is a woman that's had a complicated path with people with love, has had a complicated, and learning how to articulate, it sounds like her mom would, put it on the table and then maybe take it away and then put, and then.
Which is kind of what he was doing.
Yeah. And she was so. Also, in her skin and not hysterical. And, she was everything I would want to be in the moment, which I feel that I never have the poise in the moment
That's
to do.
That's exactly. It is the poise. Because I was like, I just don't know if I would be able to handle that. And even with, the cameras on and everything. And she said it so beautifully.
I love her.
And when she put him in his place and his stupid, I've just never heard the words, "I'm sorry" more with, no feeling.
He didn't care.
He didn't care at all. And I can't believe I'm going to say that Nick Viall did such a good job the night before pointing out that whole, that like he just wanted to be in love. He didn't care who like it was with and didn't care about like everybody's feelings involved.
Yeah.
Ugh, I just thought she was amazing.
She really was like, had such a fun journey too of watching this person who was sort of a goof and sort of, and it's like, which she is a silly person. And she's a real, like, I think because of, she'll be such a great bachelor. Like, I think so just excited. Because of, I think she'll end up and actually get married. Yeah. Like, I, because of everything she's been through, like, she's a real person. And she's just lovely.
The women do choose better, yeah, historically,
yes.
Than,
yes,
than the men. As far as marriages that continue and
yeah.
Well, seem to flourish.
Women listen to their hearts, men listen to their dicks.
Thank you.
Mm.
Most of the time. That's not all the time.
But you're right.
Not all the time, but yeah, sure.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Women are like, really, we're going to be like, you know, like we, and also we listen to our gut more. So if there's like a red flag, we'll be like, oh, okay. I don't know how that would. Sorry, the wind just blew a door into
Arden. Into Arden.
There
you
go.
You little thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And men will just kind of be like, oh, but she's hot.
And but right, I also you're think right, they're you're all, right. They're all around like 28-ish. Yes. And that's also the time of like biological clock starts ticking. Mm-hmm. And they're sort of thinking future where men don't have that biological
right.
clock.
Gabby, oh, interesting. Gabby's 30.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. And Rachel's 25. And you could really see how they handled it so different. Yes. Because at 25, you're going to care way more.
It's funny because she looks more like, because she's like a flight instructor. Like she feels like a woman.
She does. Yeah. She feels like
but
overall
that's
she's
interesting
very
that
mature.
She is 25. Yeah.
Overall, she's very mature, but she definitely like cared way more and got like way more emotional. Whereas Gabby, who, you know, has had 5 more years dating, has probably dated a lot more assholes because, you know, she has more experience.
Sure.
It's just like, fuck you, dude.
Well, I also felt like, to be honest, I mean, we all saw it. I thought Rachel, I felt like they did have a deeper connection.
Me too.
Like, I thought they had the most chemistry.
Me too.
Yep.
I like the way he would look at her.
Do you think if she left?
And he was saying so early to her, I'm coming to you because I trust you. You're the one I listen to. He said, I love you for, like, she had every reason to believe that. I mean, that outcome is just astonishing to her.
Do you think if she left that she would be the winner?
Like, he just wanted what he couldn't have.
Yep.
Yeah.
Possibly. I do.
Yeah. I do. I'm wondering though, do you think that Gabby was number two then all along?
No.
I think it was Susie and Rachel.
Yeah.
But I thought Rachel was ahead of Susie.
Me too.
I thought we
Me
saw
too.
More connection with them.
Yeah.
But remember when he was getting, it was like a few episodes back, he was talking to Rachel and he was getting all worked up about her. He was like, well, I just want to make sure that you want me to meet your family. Like, that's when I was kind of like, oh my God, he's getting worked
that's
up.
Right.
He's the one in the position of power. So clearly he really likes Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought we didn't see it enough with Susie.
I agree
like, they
with
definitely
you.
Liked each other and Susie. Was a great girl.
She's
she
lovely,
was very sweet, very nice. But like
first date, sometimes
different.
Those first dates. She was the first date.
Wait,
Susie was.
Can I
she
tell
was?
My theory?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah. What's your theory?
Yeah. What's your
theory? So I think these producers during Michelle's season talked to Clayton for like 10 minutes and were like, this guy is the easiest mark we will ever have on this show. We will put him as the bachelor. He will listen to everything we say. He will make all the wrong choices. He will be great television.
Oh my God.
And we will make it happen. Because, you know, everyone was like, no, pick one of the four people. But they were like, oh, we can't put a person of color in this position again. We're going to get fucking vilified if we go after a person of color and screw them
and
over like we
like
did
with
Matt James.
Yeah. With Matt, yeah.
So they were like, we can't do that again. Well, dumb white guy, easy peasy.
Can't they just let them actually, I mean, because like
they
with
never
Michelle,
do.
They just kind of, with Michelle, they didn't really try to screw her over. They
yeah,
let
because
her,
Michelle's
guess,
a woman of color and they were like, oh, we're going to look bad.
And
the Bachelor is so calculated in how they try and look at people because they know they have bad press. They know they're in a bad position. And that's, I think, why they're mixing it up by bringing two bachelorettes because they're like, people are starting to catch on to our bullshit.
Now,
and we need to mix it up.
I will say, jumping ahead to that, first of all, so excited that it's not casting.
I have so many questions.
Okay, so now Anna and I and our Patreon listeners have all been on a journey. We've seen two seasons of two bachelorettes. One was a sister's team, Ellie and her sister, and then one was down. We saw, so that was Bachelorette Australia, and then Bachelorette New Zealand, there
had
was two.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how it actually seems to shake out pretty quickly where...
Who's into who?
Yeah, we haven't seen any crossover where like, oh, we both like Ben. You know, like it actually naturally, it sort of divides into two camps. Because also the first night, like say Anna and I were the bachelorettes, like I give my rose, whatever, 12 roses to somebody. Anna gives her 12. Like, it really starts to natural. And I think then the guy goes, okay, Anna likes me, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Like,
this happens also with the Vinny and Pauly D.
My brother loves that.
That's true.
But do you think in America, because these producers are assholes, sure, evil people, are they going to pit them against each other?
I hope they don't.
Because
I think those women will allow it.
They're too bonded.
Yeah. I would hope they wouldn't.
But you're right. That's a great question, Katie. I wouldn't put it past them.
We're Americans. We're mean.
Yeah, you're right. It's a different show down there. It says they don't have sex. They don't have fantasy
nicer
suites.
You've mentioned it. And I watched some of it. It was like actually nicer. It was like they were pleasant people.
They're like, they're very, the guys are adorable.
Here it's like they choose Shanae and then make her stay for weeks. So it's like, what else would they do?
They have some crazy villains.
I do think if anyone were to be manipulated, will be the men, how they use the men to like create
drama. They're gonna try to do something, and I hope they don't. I hope, because like I haven't seen the ones with multiple people, but like F-Boy Island, you know, it's like there were three women and like 30 dudes or whatever, and they did all kind of just like split up. Like I think there was like one guy that kind of like changed camps, but like didn't cause drama, and the women just got along the whole time.
That's a good point, because we definitely I guess you're right. F-Boy Island, and then we've watched both of the so I think, and they are such different women. They're so different.
That would be some serious fuckery, because right now what they just sold us was they're going to have each other's backs.
Yeah. I think they
are going to help each other through this.
I don't think
they will be able to turn them on
each
other.
Gabby is so cool that, like,
and reasonable. And
I'm sure there's not going to be the same dude. She's a much different person than Rachel.
Yeah. I hope not.
Also, hopefully their age differences will help kind of how they clearly pick.
Which way they go.
They might pick some younger.
It's inside.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
It's inside.
I'm starting to think that the hummingbird thinks these flowers in your wallpaper are
the wallpaper.
Real. It might be like, okay, so what's going on over here?
It keeps going up there, and I was going to look to see if there's a nest later. I was going to secretly look without the bird knowing that I'm looking. So I have to wait for the bird to go away and then see if there's a nest.
I'm obsessed with our podcast hummingbird.
Oh my god.
JJ!
Just flies
JJ
right
loves,
in.
JJ
really is like above the table.
She wants a mic.
JJ, oh my god, JJ always wanted a mic. Oh my god, no, JJ loved this whole podcast. JJ was all in on this podcast. She would have a lot of...
is.
Oh my god, here. Oh my god.
Hello.
Literally flying in the... She's in the studio.
Pee all over you.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Wouldn't it be great if she just pees all over?
Fully,
the centaur picture.
I got fully, like, I get like a full rain, like a golden shower from my bird mom ghost.
I think it thinks these flowers are real.
I think the yellow flowers.
Also, it's like, very fragrant in here.
But like, wouldn't you be scared of the five of us?
That's why I think it keeps being
like,
she's
really
they live in L.A.
They're like, and, you know what? Like, no autographs, please.
I think it is a female because it's not as colorful in the male.
No autographs, please. They're like, who are you calling not as colorful? I put on my best outfit.
I think that's right.
Okay.
You are correct.
So, Gabby on stage with the grandpa was so cute. They gave a hug. The grandpa was teary.
Oh my god,
she's like, it's been up and down since the show.
The best.
She's like, you know, I had anger and then sadness that I dropped my guard. I felt angry and betrayed. And then he came out. She's like, I felt so misled. I was not given all the information. She's like, well, I had no malicious intent. She's like, I don't think you are malicious, but I do think, like, you know, you could have been more transparent. Like, you had conditions. You already told Susie you loved her the most, and you withheld that from us. You know, you compartmentalized it. You clearly pitted us against each other. You had your mind set on Susie. I felt so dismissed. She goes, it's okay that I am not going to be the one with you at the end. But I don't want to have to be the best woman. When you say love, this got an applause break. You are assuming responsibility to that person, to protect them, to take responsibility, and to care for them, and you didn't do any of those things. Mm. You didn't tell me you loved Susie the most. You have to treat us as individuals. I mean, A plus. I would vote for her. I would vote for her for president.
I was applauding.
Give her the Hillary Clinton coat.
Yeah.
I was applauding at home by myself.
It
just
was
cheering.
So good.
I was so proud of her in that moment, and just being able to stand in front of, again, I think it's very different if you have cameras on you and you're sort of getting used to it. But in that room with all those people, being able to be that eloquent and really hold it together, I was like, that is poise, and it is incredible.
I love her.
Oh my god,
I think she's gonna be my favorite bachelorette ever.
Yeah,
I also
couldn't get over how tall she seemed to
be. She's tall.
Because she looked like Minnie Mouse to me when he came out. I thought she was tiny when she had the Mickey Mouse gloves and like came out of the forest.
I loved that.
I know. She was so
cute. But then she was so tall next to him in that gorgeous dress that was wearing.
Her body, her legs are...
Her nails looked cool.
Oh, she had, her legs are like a mile long.
She's so
a hottie.
She's hot.
And she went from being like a cheerleader for a sports team to like an ICU nurse. She's the full package.
Put a ring on it.
I feel bad because I didn't like her at first. I was like, who is this? Like, what
could she be like? Her eyes would be closed and she'd be like, I am laying so happy.
You know what? We were wrong, Gabby. We admit it.
I think the producers didn't know what to do with her.
Yes, because she's
an actual individual with thoughts and feelings.
She's real.
She's really one of the most realistic people.
They didn't know how to get her to say journey or the word like 15 or 20 times.
No, you're right.
and
Susie has a real like problem.
I feel like I do.
Clayton. Oh, I do too.
I think I do.
You guys don't even compare. Susie was like, I like, think, I like, can't like, do like this.
Centaur did that too.
I think I do.
The two of them together was painful.
It's also
your nails are on point, Whitney.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Look at those nails.
They're beautiful.
Wow.
They're real.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. All right. So then here we are. Let's get to, do we want to do a break or do we want to go do Rachel?
Let's do a break.
Okay, great.
Oh my God. Oh, yes, they did!
Okay, so now, next up, we have Rachel. And Rachel is sobbing. We're back in Iceland. Gabby has just left.
So poor Rachel is still in the same position she was in last time.
Again.
Where she's on the floor sobbing like, and it's just me here.
Yes.
It's just me here.
Again.
Again.
And again, he ran after Gabby. That's the only reason I was wondering about, was she always the second choice?
I feel that Gabby had more strength to leave. And
it's
he's like,
whoever leaves
the room.
That's true. That's what I said before. That's what I said. What am I?
You
I'm not even listening to myself.
So, Rachel, you've got to listen to yourself. Don't let us Claytor you.
You're a champion.
You're a fucking champion. Look at your necklace.
Yes.
Okay, so Rachel, she's just sobbing. She's like, you know what? I felt like we were falling in love in Houston and that my parents, I was like, oh my God, I'm falling in love. And then here, it's the best date I've ever had. She was sobbing.
Oh.
And then you were yelling, I love you, on the top of a roof. What you put us through at the rose ceremony, me choosing to stay, I was the only one who fought for you. I fought for you! And then when you look back at this is going to haunt you that you let me go. I fought for you, and you never fought for me. I wanted to try to love you. And then Claytor, staring coldly at her, he goes, look, I cannot continue. This is so mean. To try to love you. Mm. When try to love you. You already said you loved her. So what do you mean try to love you?
Ugh.
When I cannot be 100% in, can I at least give you a hug and say goodbye?
Can I walk you out?
And she was like, you gave up on us. You gave up. I never gave up. Oh, she's like, you're just going to put me in the car right here?
And just crying eyelashes. Oh. For a split second, my husband saw it and he was like, there's no way she's this upset. And I was like, no woman fakes her fucking eyelashes sticking to her cheekbone. She is that upset. And you didn't see the episodes where he clearly made her think that they were riding
this
off
this
on
was
his centaur back into the sunset.
Into the volcano. It also feels...
She's on his back.
It also, it also feels like from Big Tony, who it turns out I also love, that Big Tony loves his ambitious young lady that wants to be the flight instructor and wants to be a pilot, and that she's dated these dudes that can't deal. Mm-hmm. And here's the guy that will walk beside her, not in front of her, and will move to Europe for her. Like, and so she's probably had a hard time dealing with a strong woman. These guys can't handle it, that she wants to work and like not just be domestic and like, and so she thinks this is it. It's what she's been waiting for. And then riding off on the centaur back. She was sobbing in
clearly
the car.
Clearly devastated.
Buckled up. Was she buckled up?
She was
up?
Like
it was
the
so
Lauren
human.
Conrad, the hills. Yeah. Like, whole thing with the tears. I was like, it's so real. She's in so much pain. And that idea when she says, like,
he didn't even shed a tear. He didn't
also,
even cry.
She was so upset. She didn't even put a jacket on.
Yes, I thought that too.
I was like, she must be freezing again. I kept thinking,
I don't feel cold. All I care. I'm
all
devastated.
I worried about.
I'm so worried about their well-being.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're not thinking about that. You're not. When the shit hits the fan.
Also, did they rent that hotel specifically to go? Because he's at the Hilton. She's at a different place. Obviously, they didn't leave the suitcases.
Some weird hostel.
Yeah, some hostel that they send them to. That said Copenhagen on the outside.
Did you notice the weird, diagonal thing?
I was like, he's in a barn?
What is that? Yeah, I was trying to figure that out the whole time. But yeah, it's like the breakup hotel.
So then they go. They're at Neil Lane is there. We got Big Tony. Mm. We got the grandpa there. They're all kind of sitting together and watching Tony. Watch Rachel in the car. I love Big Tony now. Mm-hmm. And the mom is like, she got no poker face.
None.
Big Tony just was like, And Clayton should have looked for like a little red laser mark on his forehead because Big Tony was having none of it.
I do think they should have let Big Tony hit Clayton in the face at least once.
Consolation.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody just walked up and slapped him would have been like,
maybe just like if he does, he's not like a fist punch, no. like a hand, like a big meaty Tony, Florida Tony hand.
Feel that shame, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now a punch or a circle punch.
I wanted Gabby to or Rachel.
Honestly, any of them.
So then they said he was ready to punch the screen is what I wrote.
Yeah.
And then Rachel on stage was back again. She cried her makeup off again in the live show.
No applause coming back. I was like, it's just her sobbing.
And then she goes,
rough.
It was really hard. I'm like, oh my God, this poor thing. She's like, watching myself get blindsided, you know. And then when she brought him out and this was, again, such a win. You couldn't even break up with us separately. Yes. Like, you fucking turd. He broke my heart for a second time. He had no lingering feelings. I fought all the way to the end. I believed it was me. They're like, Jesse Palmer, are you still in love with them? She's like, I do not have feelings for that. No. I do not have feelings for that centaur anymore. He disrespected Gabby and I. So then Rachel said to Claytor, she goes, I want you to know if these following things, none of these emotions are for you or about you.
Yeah.
Great so opening great. Line. Yeah. So remember great. For future, Arden. Oh, great. Put that in the spank bank of hate of when I need to say that. I became collateral damage on your journey for love, your most selfish journey with no empathy. And then Tony and the mom want to kill him. And then his response was, I should have asked more questions. I made assumptions like, what does that even mean? That's not what she's talking about. About what? What were the questions?
Do you believe me when I say I love you? That's the question he should. Like, what? Yeah.
What are the questions?
What questions?
He made assumptions about what?
Can I sleep with you if I say I love you?
Yeah.
That was
so much of the assumption, but also as we watch this whole journey, he never asked them any questions.
No.
So I was like, he is consistently not asked any of these women anything.
That's when I was like, oh, he's been coached because that's not the answer to what she's saying.
Yeah.
And then she just looked at him and she goes, I just don't believe you.
Which is so great. Yeah.
I just don't believe you. He's like, look, transparency is the most important thing. She was like, I don't know who you are. You disrespected me as a human. You did a group breakup.
Yeah.
I was cast aside as quickly as you could. And then Tony, they're like, what do you want to say, Tony? He's like, I got plenty of things that I want to say. I'm very angry. My wife told me if I don't got nothing to say, nothing nice to say, don't say it. And the wife's like, I didn't say that.
I got nothing nice to say either.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
Yeah. Douche on her bike.
Yeah.
I'll kill him too.
I want to see the cartoon.
And they're like,
I was like, Florida's here.
And they're like, hey, Florida. They're like, are you haunted? He's like, I feel terrible. She was like, you told me that I was the first person you said I loved you in 6 years. This was great. Did you tell me that because you wanted to sleep with me, honey?
And he's like,
I didn't expect that question.
I should have asked you more questions. I should have had more questions.
I'm learning.
I'm
I did come in both of you. I love you.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's revolting.
And then she said, I don't believe you. Yeah. Yeah. Again. And then Clayton, they're like, okay, well, thanks a lot, Rachel. That was the end. Jesse Palmer. They're like, okay. Coming up, Clayton is about to throw the biggest Hail Mary. And then he pulls out the ring, and Tony did an eye roll in the audience, which was incredible.
So good.
And then Jesse Palmer is like, okay, now somebody's here. Oh, okay, sorry. Jesse Palmer leaves a note for Susie, and she goes to a green hobbit house that has fire outside, like the Lord of the Rings.
Wait, this is when we've already gotten the note from Clayton in his actual handwriting?
Yes.
Did this happen?
This
has also made me laugh because they've always got the notes from everybody, but we know it's done by a producer.
This was a note to Susie.
This is the note to Susie that's I've made a mistake.
Yeah. Or it's the notes from the fifth graders who put him in this position.
We messed up, Plicky Claytor. We like the horse man. We thought it was cool that you had a centaur as an option.
We thought we could ride on him and go to kindergarten.
I wanted to feed him carrots and braid his hair. Yeah. Give him sugar cubes. All right. So then Susie is in a gown.
I wanted her
bridal.
To show up in sweats. Yes. Like, what? Yes. What, Clayton? What?
Clayton.
It pans out later. Her outfit works for me later.
So she's in like a white gown. And they're in some, like, the interior of that house was cool, that cabin. What is that?
It was amazing. So all I kept thinking about, again, as somebody who spent time there, was that they have gnomes all over the place in Iceland. Like, even on Icelandic Air, there's, like, little gnomes on, like, the head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they're, like, and those little puffy guys with just, like, the big hats.
Yeah, like, a gnome.
But I was like, I think that was a gnome house.
like where Bjork lives?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cute.
But I was like, they do cute things, but I was like,
I was walking in
and trying to like bend underneath the door. I was
putting a centaur in a gnome house is pretty fucked.
Home. Yeah.
The gnome home. But it seems so Celtic. It seemed like all the designs inside then were like Viking, and it seemed like different countries all under
it was bananas.
It was like moss bog under.
Yeah, it was like New Zealand and Celtic.
Yeah, it was
like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it was like New
the
Zealand.
The gnomes meet some Smurfs.
Yeah,
I wanted to go there, and I wanted to go to the yurt.
There and the yurt were the best.
The yurt looked beautiful.
The yurt. So then he's like, I do not want anyone else. I am committed to share in love with you. How much I love you. I am this serious. He waves the ring in front of her, but he doesn't get down on one knee. He just waves a box.
He doesn't show the ring. He just waves the box.
He goes, I am this serious. I was like, oh my God, is that a champion necklace? And he goes, I want to know that I want to grow old with you and have fun. And if you allow me to love you. And she was like, your words were perfect. And I know that it is true. And I know that your love is real. But
bum, bum, bum.
I don't feel like the love that I have for you is the same as the love that you have for me. Mm. So I'm going to have to leave Iceland alone. Mm-hmm. Katie Levine.
Yes.
Thoughts?
I was proud of her here. You know, yesterday I said I thought maybe they would end up together, and here I was like, well, I'm wrong.
She goes, I don't think you're my person.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was really good. She really did stand up for herself. Like, I think, I mean, we know what happens later, but like at that moment, she really was like, no, fuck you, dude. Like, you made me feel like shit. You treated me bad, and I'm not going to stand for this. And I, you know, like I was very proud of her in that moment to not give in, especially with like, probably producers talking
right
to her.
Yes, she's there in a wedding dress.
She was
in
like
a
literally
wedding
in a
dress.
I know when she walked in white, I was like, really?
Yeah then
white.
Then when she broke up with him, I loved it. I was
I
like,
too.
She's in the hotel and she's like, yeah, I'm gonna wear my motherfucking dress. And my bedazzled shoes. And then break up with that piece of shit. I loved it.
To do it in front of cameras. Producers talking to her, I was like, good for you.
He's like, I see a future with you. It is not over until you tell me it's over. It's like, she just told you,
it's over.
Over. She goes, well, I feel like it's over. He's like,
That was great.
And then the beautiful
and then
standing in the sideways rain. It looked like Jane Campion
shot. It was
shot
so good.
Just
they paid the most for that.
He's soaking head down. It for the first time looked like he might be crying because he has a little tear, little raindrops.
And then when
on
that car went away, I felt like you saw her from the back seat. Like I was like, there was some little person in the back looking out, and I was like, oh,
just like this,
yes,
yeah,
cheersing.
And they're like,
beautiful.
And then Jesse Palmer, we're back, and he's like, wow. Wow, the first time that one of our leads is not leaving here with a person. But guess what? Someone reached out to Clayton with crazy heels on. We see these, but I'm like, what?
Look, the gold balls.
The gold. I'm like, what unhinged woman? I mean, she was like, who is that?
I knew immediately. I was like, it's Susie. Yeah, it's her.
Who would wear those? Who would wear those heels though?
Susie.
You think?
She was a former pageant girl.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I kind of liked those on her. I thought they worked on her.
She did. She looked cute. Great. She went the whole outfit got put together.
Yeah. Okay.
It was seeing them isolated. I have to say, when it was all just put together,
click,
just
click,
with the, like the ankle ball, I was like, is that Shanae? Like, it felt
I thought it was. It was like
Shanae in the audience, though.
I know, but I was like, maybe that was a misdirect. I was like, if he ends up with Shanae, this would be the greatest ending of all. Because
I was thinking it was Shanae.
Someone reached out.
They felt like, I actually feel like they put her in Shanae heels on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
How funny would that be?
Katie, you're our Bachelor historian today. Who was the woman in the audience from the cast with the bangs? Was that Demi? Who had the bangs?
Oh, that was Demi.
That was Demi?
Yeah, she looked really good.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people.
I need to go back and watch.
Well, they've all gone and gotten their faces done.
Next to Genevieve. Yeah, and then, what was the guy with the slick back hair, the real, like,
James. Aaron's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Wait, who's Aaron again?
Remember the two? Aaron and James had that, like,
bromance. Aaron from Paradise, who everybody hated.
They left together at the end.
Piggybacking.
Oh yeah.
Their
way right. Okay. Yeah. Wasn't he like the mouth breather?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. And then which one?
Shanae was there.
Genevieve. Okay. Genevieve, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she came out. I was hoping it was Shanae with the crazy heels. If he didn't know,
I was like,
Shanae,
what a perfect ending.
Yeah, when
these lying, two-faced a-holes end up together.
Can I just say, the mole at the beginning of the season that texted me, and they were like, the women are great, this guy sucks, and they all hate him. And we, in the beginning, were like, what? How could this be?
Like, he's boring.
It was
harmless.
The most accurate text It was the most accurate text that has ever been sent.
The mole.
It was so accurate.
You know, there was a big group thread. And as each one got left, like, she got kicked off the show, they all would join the group
thread. They said they all call him Clay-Doh. They call him Clay-Doh, but they should call him Claytor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Clay-Doh?
They hate him.
As in they could mold him into whatever.
He's just like a big lump of clay.
Yeah.
So then he goes, they have Neil Lane there. I think they had to have a ring for Neil Lane, and they had to put him in the audience for Neil. I think he has a contract.
Well, he didn't go to Iceland.
His contract.
Neil's like, it's been a couple years, guys. You got it. He utilized me.
Yeah, exactly.
Show my ring.
Exactly.
He's got a new face recently.
So come out. So then it's Susie. Susie, they're in love. She's like, this is my boyfriend. I'm moving to Virginia.
He's moving to Virginia.
He sold his condo.
I was like, you don't own a condo.
I was like, what did you do?
What is your job? Being a half horse, half man.
Medical sales rep, like they all are.
Oh, yeah.
So then.
When she came out, when he said, oh, my God, it's you. Susie, what are you doing here? She actually was speaking pretty articulately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it sounded like she was in control of her life. I was surprised because I thought, oh, this poor dingbat.
Yeah.
But she seemed healthier and more mentally stable than she had ever seemed on the show. So I'm hoping, I think he's a goon.
Yes.
But I'm hoping she is learning and growing and becoming a better her, and then hopefully breaks up with
her. Because I absolutely agree with you, and I thought it was interesting that he's selling his condo and got rid of his job and was coming to her.
I
was like, she's completely in control of this relationship, which I very much like, where obviously he kept wanting to be in control of all of the relationships in the show. So that's where I think the power dynamic changed.
Good, and maybe her confidence has changed the way she articulates
herself.
And
I like that she's like, people are going to be upset and people are going to dislike me. But I'm still so pissed that she got back together.
Maybe he loves to chase a woman. Maybe he likes his position.
Well, we know he likes to chase.
So maybe
which means he's not going to stick around now. You know what I mean? It's that's what's scary about it. If someone wants what they can't have, no one wants that guy because he won't stay.
So then,
imagine if you were dating a guy that everybody hated. Like, that's gotta
be
rough.
Oh, we've all done it. Come on.
Yeah, but on a national
tour. We have in our friend group. In a friend group.
Oh, my 20-something-year-old. Everybody hated.
But imagine a national television, everybody hating the person that you dated. And all of your friends that you made, because I feel like they all become best friends on this show.
Yeah, that's tough. Like, I can see it being tough on her. And she knows. She knows.
Do the rest of the women, like, hate her now? Yeah, like, are they mean to her? Is she ostracized?
I don't know. But I think she's potentially enjoying being the one in control. Because he really has no power. Everyone hates you. You're supposedly in love with this girl, and she took you back. Now you just have to.
And he can't fuck up again.
No.
Like, that was his one national TV.
But he might.
He will.
He's horny.
He's horny.
And if he likes the chase, once the chase is over, that's the problem with the that whole theory is make a guy chase you and do this and do that and the rules and all the. Is that if you're playing any kind of game.
Yeah.
And you aren't willing to play it for 35 years, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, the relationship will end. Your marriage will end. You're like, it's if it's false at all. So if he likes the chase, what is she going to do? Like, keep saying, I'm going out with the girls and then not come back for a couple of days? Like, how do you maintain that in a marriage?
And he's horny enough that, like, when they have, like, a hot babysitter that
that's scary. You don't look like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like, well, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I think they'll make it last for like 6 months at least. Like, you know, just to save face.
Yeah, but that's not.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll be happy. Who knows? Maybe this will actually work.
I have to say, when you were just saying that, I had a flashback to when I always listen to this podcast and you talk about those books that you have read that sort of talk about relationships. And I went into like an outer body experience and it was really fun. No, I really loved it. This is great.
Did you feel like you were listening?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, it's like, oh, God, yes.
I'm sorry if anybody heard me crunching very distantly in the background. I got hungry.
No, you were way away from the mic. You did a great job.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So when they were saying, all right, well, as we all know, we've already told you, Gabby will not be the bachelor. I'm like, did you tell us this? And like, fuck you.
He did. He did. Right before he tossed to commercial, he said, it's not Gabby and it's not Rachel.
Oh my God.
And then they came back from commercials, which at one point was an 8 minute long commercial for the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah. On Hulu. And didn't they stop doing that show?
They stopped doing it for a year so they could go get more money at another network.
They stopped doing it at E and now they're doing it. They cut a fat deal at Hulu.
To do the same show with the same name.
Well, no, now it's just the Kardashians.
What was it before?
Oh, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Oh, you're right. Has it been a year?
I don't know. It seems like it.
Like about a year.
I was like, watch that show.
It's
20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's maybe been 2 years because it's been off the air for a year. So I'm assuming it's been that time. But also, like, I completely forgot they had a show. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay. You really want to put your life out there, huh? And
something about it really.
That's what they do.
The plastic surgery on there really jarred me this time. And I don't know. I mean, I know I've seen them forever, but I guess I don't usually see them moving. Like, I see them in photos.
Oh, yeah. And you realize, oh, when they're moving, they're completely static.
Yeah.
It is funny when you
see. I need to watch that. I have not seen the ad. I fast forwarded through it. I need to watch it.
I was offended. I do not like an embedded ad.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck with me. Don't make me watch it.
Oh, I watch Hulu and ABC have that synergy going on.
By the way, I fast forwarded and then I rewound it because I was like, what have I just missed? What's happening?
I want to see their faces moving. I want to see their faces moving.
They don't move. But
it's like all of the Cassie and all those ones that came back. Oh, Claire. She'd never look better. But she's.
I know. She's never looked better. But she can't move it. And
well, that's the choice you make.
Yeah, you want to be hot. You want to be a hot diorama, or do you want to like be a person on Earth? I want to be a diorama.
That's our dream.
The Kardashians. There's a part where they like go up to like Kris in this like camera shot where she's like sitting at her giant desk like as a mogul, and I was like, you literally sit on like a pile of blood diamonds.
Oh my God!
Like I was like, you guys are the most evil people. Like just looking at you, like
imagine if your best friend was Kris Jenner.
Oh, I would milk it for every moment of my life.
No,
but like,
you wouldn't last. You wouldn't last. You can't be around that much falsehood. There's no way.
I'm Persian. Oh. You would be surprised.
I have a different theory that I know that they're evil, but I'm fascinated with how kind they are with like exes. Like, just the idea that you can break up and like your husband. who's still on your health insurance can be in a brothel and that you will stay married to him so he can have the health insurance But I'm like, that is a big person.
That was Chloe and Lamar.
And I'm like, if your husband transitioned and you've stayed, I'm like, everything about it that would be so like, I mean, you can transition. I have no issue with that. But it's more that, like, just this idea that they are very kind to these, like, that Scott Disick can keep coming back.
It's incredible.
And they go to church every Sunday. I'm just fascinated by that.
My brother obsessively watches it.
Oh, really?
Alaric, and he totally loves Kim, and he's like, Kim went to law school.
Yeah.
He's like studying to be a lawyer. And like, Kim does all this work to like free people.
She does.
My brother's obsessed with Kim.
Yeah. My friend works for the charity that does this thing where it takes people out of like prison and
finds people who are like the Innocence Project, but also rehabilitate.
Yeah. And I was like, gosh, my friend was posting on Instagram and I was like, oh my God, like it's you and Kim Kardashian in this thing. And I was like, that doesn't get press. But her like walking outside of a nail salon like earlier.
Yeah.
It's press and it's just a bummer that that's sort of the world we live in.
I've seen this stuff in the news about her like helping people get out of prison.
Me too.
Like,
yeah. Me too.
She also just came out and had like a pull yourself up by the bootstraps of like women
told
you
aren't
just working enough and you're like, pick a lane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
The way she phrased it did not go over well.
No.
But right. Everyone's looking for something to hate on every minute because there's a 24-hour news cycle.
I will say they're genius at branding and marketing. So I think being kind to their exes is a part of the marketing and branding.
I think
they work really well in knowing what people like to watch and see with them, and they keep those people in the fold.
And is it Kylie, the younger one that has like the makeup brand?
Yeah.
It's like huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's now at the airport, so you can like buy it at the airport.
Are you guys? Great family.
Sorry.
You guys, here we go. Look at us go. What are we going to do? Can I just say, what a season.
Incredible.
Wow. I'm going to miss you guys till mid-July.
I know. Wow. It's so far. Like, my question is, though, when are they going to do Paradise?
Great question.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm so confused.
I looked it up the last season of The Bachelorette in 2020. And granted, it was a weird season because there were two. But it started like June 20th. And then it ended August, like, 16th. And then
it usually goes into
Paradise
September.
Started. And then Paradise ended, like, early October.
But,
like, are they going to try to overlap it?
Are they
going
to go to Paradise till Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I mean, I'm here for it. I wonder if they're going to try to do Paradise before.
I'm going to throw this out. Maybe we try to do a Dynasty and a New York show.
Oh, that could be cool.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, let's try
like
it.
Union Hall or something.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. A Dynasty. Like, maybe I need another Bachelorette season here. Maybe I do East Coast, West Coast Bachelorette season.
Oh, my God.
We're doing casting. Casting call.
Or you got to do a Paradise. Because all your cast-offs have to come back.
We have to figure out how to stage that.
Yeah.
Mm. But we could do that over tacos late at night when we do all of our best work. I'll meet you at midnight. We do all of our best work over tacos here.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Wow, what a journey. Whitney, welcome to the family.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys have been so nice.
You've done a great job.
Well, thank you.
Okay, great.
I'm still nervous.
Great. Are you still nervous?
I just am.
Even right now?
A little.
Okay, great. Are you nervous, Padgett?
No.
Good
but
for
I'm so
you.
Excited about Whitney. And I think you're very thoughtful and supportive and aware and funny and
she's a great addition.
You're very good at this.
You're a great addition. You're in the team.
You
you're on the team.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, you've all been so nice.
Oh no, you're on the team and you'll be doing more. Maybe we'll have you on the Dracula.
Oh my God, that would be so nerve wracking. You thought Padgett was going to be tough for him.
Yeah. We'll have Padgett and we'll add one. We'll have Padgett there as a buffer, a safety blanket.
I'll be your sponsor.
Yeah, you be the sponsor. Speaking of.
I think I just giggle the whole time.
Oh my God, he's so. That's what we all do. Speaking of, and we're about to get to it before we get to our tweet of the weeks, you got a sleep crown.
Oh my God, I bought myself a sleep crown. And then the lovely woman. Oh, do we say
Julie?
Okay, Julie. She was like, "Are you the Whitney from the podcast?" Which I thought was so cute. Aww. Are you the drawer? Is what she asked.
Did you? Do you love your sleep crown?
It hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, get ready. Oh, she's sending me a body pillow.
Well, I bought it for the husband because he doesn't sleep well, but I bought myself a travel one.
Right.
And she said, I did the smart thing because I bought two at once instead of one at a time. And I said, listen, you guys sold me on this. I said, it's all because of the pod.
Well, the pod, get ready for the patented nose bridge technology.
I can't
and your sleep portal.
And the code was shrimp.
The code is shrimp. By the way, okay, you guys, we got some emails. This is from Erin Casey. Who's come to our live shows before, I think. Don't we know? Nice. We know her name.
Yeah, we know Erin Casey.
Okay, tell other women they are champions. Hello, my lovelies. I wanted to tell you over the weekend I was traveling. The airport was a zoo, and there was a family with three young children under four. The mom had the baby. Sorry, there's an airplane, but we're COVID safe. The mom had the baby in the baby carrier on her chest and was rolling two enormous suitcases. Dad was pushing the stroller with the two other children. They were making it work. I asked if they needed help. She said maybe and thanks for the offer. My immediate reaction was, girl, you are a champion. That's what she said.
That's nice.
It gave her a little boost. In addition to telling ourselves we are champions, let's tell other people too.
Yeah.
Come on. We love that. This is from Erica Wandra. We are the champions, my friends, by Queen. Hello, champions. I've been meaning to write this email for a while now, and I'm finally sitting down to do it during the last week with our centaur. Yes. I've been watching the Bachelor franchise since the beginning of its run in the early 2000s as a teen with my mother. And then she had her college friends and then the COVID crew. The show has connected her to her girlfriends for years and has given her a reason to regularly see friends for some shit-talking and wine on Monday nights. She recently got engaged. Sadly, Neil Lane wasn't invited. My fiance and I relocated from Los Angeles to Northern California. While I'm loving life outside of LA, I haven't found my new set of batch pals yet until Will You Accept This Rose? I've been a big fan of Dracula for years. When he started coming on Will You Accept This Rose, I thought, I'll give it a listen. Two of my favorite things together, Gareth and the Bachelor. I was, of course, sold, and I found myself laughing on the treadmill while listening and now waiting eagerly each week until the next episode airs. When my fiancé is great and watches it with me, it isn't quite the same, but I'm so happy I found Will Accept This Rose champions to watch with. I give the weekly podcast recap to my fiancé, and I catch him saying things like, centaur, no cry, during episodes. Thank you for the laughs and providing me with such detailed recaps. It makes me feel a little closer to home. Plus, I'm feeling more like a champion every day from one champion to another. Will you accept my rose? Erica, P.S. I think Arden and Gareth would be great together.
Whoa.
My mom agrees.
Oh
she
my
just
God.
Flew
she just,
in.
Like, she came right inside.
That was a full show. She's like, yes, Dracula. Yes.
Marry him.
Or
marry
she came
him,
in. She's like, no, him. Carl.
Yeah, no. What are you thinking? You love Carl. You love Carl.
Wait, your mom would say Rob.
Oh, my mom. Your but mom she wanted Rob wrong. For herself.
But, I mean,
that's true.
She might be like, you're cool, too.
She's like, get your hands off my man.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I already said, I already told you
your
I like
Rob.
Your mom
had such a crush on Rob.
You know
so
what?
Funny.
Oh,
she got it.
She got it.
Yeah. I mean, he's very good looking.
And she was like pretty vocal about
charming.
It, which
yeah.
I obviously. She goes, I don't want to date my man my age. Have you ever seen old man balls? They're disgusting. I want to date your friend Rob.
She's got a point.
She was right.
She's not wrong.
Oh,
all.
No. I don't want to see old man. Like a new set. If you've been used to one set forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. You don't want brand new old man balls. Okay.
Brand new old man balls.
Okay, brand new old man balls. Okay. Then, you guys, so many fun reviews. Oh, my goodness. Please. I know we're leaving. I know we're taking a breather, honey. But why not just be like, all right.
It was next to your head.
Literally.
Yes.
My mom is like, I'm telling you, Rob is mine. Rob is with me. I don't know how many more times I have to tell you.
You keep your hands off
Sorry.
Rob.
Yes. Give us reviews, please.
Okay. Here we go. Reviews. You keep your fucking hands off, Rob. Your human hands. I've got my bird wings. Okay. You're going to love this. I named my foster kitten after the podcast. 5 stars. Vegan tea time.
Vegan?
Get ready, Katie.
Love,
this is
love
for you.
Vegan and foster kittens.
100 stars out of 10.
God. Wow.
I will probably never not watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette because, like Marie Kondo, I love a mess. Mm. But you could skip the show and just enjoy the delightful podcast because Arden's recaps are thorough and engaging. Thank you. The Will You Accept This Rose team and their guests' sharp and goofy observations and tangents make me LOL every week. I look forward to Will Accept This Rose so much that I named my two-week-old foster kitten after our beloved host and production team. I was tempted to call her Godfrey Nugget.
That's a great name.
But she's a lady kitten with an advanced degree. So instead, she is Dr. Arden Anna Banana Levine. And she is becoming a champion. Oh, you have to email us a photo. We need Dr. Anna Banana Levine.
We need a photo Arden of
Anna,
doctor.
Dr. Arden Anna Banana Levine.
We need a doctor.
You too can become a champion by treating yourself to Will You Accept This Rose? Well, she had an advanced degree. She couldn't just be Godfrey Nugent.
No, she went to school. Godfrey Nugent.
Wait. Oh. She sent us a photo on Instagram.
Don't even.
I just saw this this morning.
Don't even.
That is the kitten.
No, she's got to keep the kitten.
Yeah, she also owns a company called Brewing Good Coffee.
Well, you obviously need to keep that
pouring
kitten.
Drinks at our vegan coffee bar in Savage, Maryland. Fucking cool name.
Yes, Savage.
8600 Foundry Street, Savage, Maryland. Brewing Good Coffee Company. And yeah, she sent photos of these kittens.
She needs to keep the kitten.
Oh, wait. That's a different kitten.
That's not
this is our kitten.
No. Aww. She needs to keep that kitten.
But they're all adorable.
She needs to keep that kitten. Or somebody can adopt it, but take good care. Because it's a doctor. I can't even. Does it say? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Arden Anna Levine. I can't. Mumu is an attentive champion, and her babes are. Wait, this champion thing is really.
Can I say, I love that it's a black and white cat, because my dad's cat, who is a black and white cat, and he just passed away.
Oh.
This is Mumu.
You know I only have black and white cats.
I know, and same with you. So we
do I need that cat?
And I had a black and white cat.
Do I need that cat? No, they need to keep that cat, obviously. All right, final email, because we can't make the podcast less than 15 hours long.
No, we should go on longer.
Okay. Yeah, let's go a little longer. Okay, great. Okay, here we go. Absolute funniest bachelor podcast. 5 stars. Longtime listener here, finally sitting down to write my long overdue review. I basically only watch bat shows now to be able to listen to this hilarious pod. Arden and the fabulous production team, shout out Dr. Ariana Tana Banana and sound wizard KT Money, have created the most enjoyable pod fam consisting of a motley crew that I now consider my Bachelor Cinematic Universe, BCU. I adore her guests, particularly perfectly symmetrical Paget Brewster. We hear how beautiful she is through our headphones. Oh, that's too bad. She was on America's Next Top Model.
Go find the footage.
And the new, go find that footage and send it to us. And the new addition, dream crossover duo with the Doughboys. I look forward to listening every single week and want to thank y'all for putting so much love and care and continuing to have fun with this trash fire of a franchise. Can I just say, I feel seen. Yes. Don't you guys feel seen?
Yes. People get us.
People get it.
Oh, meow. You know?
Meow, meow, meow,
meow.
Meow, meow. Well, I guess we should go back and hand out our final sleep crown of the season.
Yes.
Until around Bastille Day, y'all.
Y'all.
All right. Here we go. We're back. All right. Are you ready to help crown the final sleep crown of the season for Tweet of the Week?
Oh, bah, bah, bah.
Paget, she's going to send you a sleep crown.
Whee!
Which is so exciting. Do you have sleep problems?
No, again, it's not me. It's the husband. So she doesn't have to send it, but I'll try it.
Yeah, well, he can use it.
You know what my problem is, actually? And maybe sleep crown will help.
Talk to me.
I'm messing up my eyelashes.
Oh,
I stopped doing the Revitalash because something's weird.
Sure.
But I'm losing my eyelashes, like, because I'm smushing into my pillow.
Well, sleep crown, sleep crown's going to fix it.
Does it go over the top of everything?
Yeah, you put it on your face.
Is there there are holes for eyelashes?
There's two huge holes for giant eyelashes.
Yeah. It's specifically made for that. Yes.
No, I'll try it.
It's really the best. Maybe she should send you a travel one that's a little lighter.
I want to travel. I'll do that.
Maybe she should send you the travel one.
I need a travel pillow. I've never had one.
Now, you don't want it on the plane. Don't use it on the plane.
Yeah, where am I traveling? What do you mean?
Well, like, so you're
in the hotel. You use it in the hotel.
I always have a hard time the first night in a hotel. Yeah. So that was my idea. I was like, oh, I'll get this for my first night in a hotel.
Me too. Okay, so here we are. It's our final round of Tweet of the Week. They've been so funny lately, and we're going to pick who gets a sleep crown. And if you win, email us your mailing address at rosepodcast@gmail.com.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
The dog agrees. This is for Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. Honestly, this journey was 5 years of growth packed into 2 months.
Oh, right.
Because that's how centaur years work. This is from Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top.
That's amazing. Got me the name.
Katie Levine said that Clayton yells, "I love you," like he's on the field. Yep. And now we know he apologizes with the same dispassion of a post-game interview.
Yeah. Oh my God, he does. Because like so, he was just like, yeah, like things like didn't go as planned.
Yes!
I'm sorry.
They we just, tried like, our best out there.
Can I give you a hug? Just,
like, you're so right.
I like Katie and her post-game. Yeah. I'm here for post-game. This is also from Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. Susie reading Clayton's letter. Susie, me just learn how to write. Me love you still and have hard, pointy horse penis. You help Claytor.
100% what that letter was. She just read the first paragraph that Jesse wrote for her, and the rest was just like, and this is Claytor's part. It's all sticky.
This is from Rebecca, also at Elegant Crop Top. Dear Diary.
Dear Diary.
I really fucked up when I told the girls. At the same time in front of the cameras. I love.
You can't even read through it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. You can keep it. You can keep it. Dear Diary. I really fucked up. I told the girls at the same time in front of cameras I loved and fucked all of them. I've learned a lot. Now the best thing I can do is tell them I love someone more and break up with them in front of cameras. Love, Clayton.
So dumb.
Okay. Oh. This is from Bachelor Cinematic Universe at Hannah Hot Takes. Jesse Palmer literally only had to comfort and advise a clone of himself this season, and he couldn't even do that. Imagine if he has to empathize with someone who's not identical to him, like a girl or something.
These are the strongest. Yeah. These are so good.
This is also from Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. Rachel's dad's coworkers are like, "Hey, Tony, why did you update your LinkedIn to say Centaur Slayer?" Okay. This is from Laura Palmer at Laura Palmer 3. If Gabby's grandfather hasn't already been offered an $80 million contract to be the lead of Bachelor Season Senior Citizen spinoff, like, dot, dot, dot. This is also from Jeffrey Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. This guy wants a sleep pill and he might get one. Jesse to Rachel. Do you still have feelings for him? Rachel. Upon further reflection, I realize bestiality isn't for me. This is from Sarah at Sarah the Pearl. Juan Pablo must be having the best week of his life.
No. I want it. He's loving.
This is from the final one, also from Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. Clayton to Gabby, an ICU nurse during a literal global pandemic. But you don't understand. This has been really hard for me. All right. I'm torn for the final three between Dear Diary.
I think it's Dear Diary in front of cameras.
I think Centaur Slayer and Dear Diary, right? Those are the two.
Or the bestiality one is good.
I'm going to do Centaur Slayer. Okay, here we go. Here are the final two.
Many good ones. Fuck.
Final two. Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. Dear Diary. I really fucked up.
Let's just get in there. It's just
I really
great.
Fucked up so when I told the girls at the same time in front of cameras I loved and fucked all of them. I've learned a lot. Now the best thing I can do is tell them I love someone more and break up with them in front of cameras. Love, Clayton. Or Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. Rachel's dad's coworkers are like, "Hey, Tony, why did you update your LinkedIn to say Centaur Slayer? Centaur Slayer or Dear Diary, I really fucked up. Whitney.
I'm going to go with the elegant crop top.
Which Dear is Diary. Dear Diary. Okay, Paget.
Jeff worked so hard, though. He had like five beautiful, but I have to go with Dear Dury.
You gotta go. I know. Jeff really worked hard.
I feel so bad because he's so good.
Jeff did great. Jeff, we want you to know you did great, and we want you to keep tweeting.
Might still win.
All right, Tana, is he in the running or not?
I'll do Centaur
Slayer. No, no.
He's great.
Is that the one you want?
Yeah.
It's great.
It is great. He's great.
All right, Katie.
God, they're both so good. I kind of like the Dury.
All right. Okay, guess what? Jeff, you did so great. Please keep tweeting us because you're a new tweeter for us. And you got like four or five that made us laugh so hard. But the winner today, who fucking killed it, is...
Elegant Crop
Top. This is from Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. Dear Dury, I really fucked up. I really feel like even just the first sentence, like, it's just a perfect... Dear Dury, I really fucked up when I told the girls at the same time in front of cameras I loved and fucked all of them. I've learned a lot. I mean, that just says all of it.
I just love Clayton. Love Clayton. Like, you write Love Clayton in your diary.
I mean, I just... It has a heart. She put a heart. Heart Clayton. Boy, Rebecca... That was a really funny one. Please email us your mailing address so you can get yourself a dream portal, sleep crown. And if you want to get your own sleep crown, go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR and put in the code SHRIMP to get a discount.
Shrimp.
What would you like to... Well, Whitney, you're a champion.
Championships.
Do you sell your artwork in
Do I need to start an Etsy store?
Yes, you Etsy. Drawers by Whitney the Drawer.
I will say that last time I was here, we discussed composting, and I actually started doing it.
With compostable?
I didn't because... I heard that you can compost in your actual, like, recyclable. So that's what I started doing.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
So compost, everybody.
Yeah. All right. There's a company called Compostable in LA, and they come to your house for $30 a month and they pick up your compost.
Katie's the best.
Because I don't like bugs. So I didn't want to deal with bugs.
I get that. Paget, what would you like to promote?
Being beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
And a champion.
I'm a champion.
America's
being beautiful.
America's Next Top Model.
I'm in an LGBTQ psychological horror film called Hypochondriac, starring Zach Vita. It's premiering at South by Southwest.
Fun,
but let's see because I have a bunch of interviews coming up because I'm doing press for it and I'm always scared I'm going to say the wrong thing. So
you are
support me there. I'm at Paget on Twitter. I'm at Paget Graham on Instagram. Still not very good at it.
You're nailing it.
You did great.
Speaking of nailing it, you guys have been buying our merch, and we appreciate it because we want to stay on iHeart. So it really all just goes to iHeart, but we like iHeart. Actually, iHeart has been really great to us, and so we want to stay on iHeart. So there's so many cute ones. There's two that say becoming a champion. There's one really cool retro one that says the champ. There's a fun one that says I am a champion with a horse outline of a centaur.
A claytor.
Claytor. There's a fun one that just says champ with stars. There's one that has like a trophy. There's a lot. Like there's like a whole capsule collection. And if you're like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do between now and July 11th? Dr. Banana and I have our Patreon, and we are finishing up Summer House on Bravo, and then we're about to do Love is Blind Season 2, so it's all things that will not infect your computer.
Yes, so you can watch on Netflix, or Summer House is on Peacock and Bravo.
Yeah. So that's it. Katie Levine, what would you like to promote?
As always, please go to your local shelter and adopt or foster an animal right now in Los Angeles.
Talk to us.
So many big dogs that need homes. All of the shelters are full, especially for big dogs. If you could foster, that would be great. If you can adopt, that great. You can donate. You can also, there's like a lot of, you know, organizations in especially Los Angeles that pull dogs out of shelters, like Downtown Dog Rescue, A Purposeful Rescue, Wags and Walks, Best
Friends.
Oh,
can I say one? Because we did, we adopted our giant dog from...
What kind of a dog?
We have a Great Dane.
Ooh, we had a Great Dane lab when I was a kid.
Is it Clayton? It's half Great Dane, half Clayton.
I have Clayton that sleeps in the bed with me. but it's one Dane at a time.
Oh, that's great. Great Dane Rescue. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
I got some of my girls at the Santé d'Or Animal Shelter in Atwater Village. They're great. They're no-kill shelter. And you can go... they let you, you have to like sign in and sanitize and what, like a couple, like they keep the numbers down, but you get to go if you want kitties or little dogs, you can go hang out with them and they're kind of like roam freely. So you get to know their personalities. And that's where I got some of my girls.
Aww.
Yes. So please go do that. And I'm at KT_money on Instagram. And I post a lot also about how you can help animals and people of Ukraine on there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anna, you were about to say something.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I got a message from Sydney Harkrider, who was a woman who went to the recording of the first
Let's hear
night.
It.
And she sent a lot of stuff, but some interesting tidbits I thought were that they do SAG people and then like other seat filler people who sign up for tickets. So you don't have to always be SAG to get in there. So there's like paid people and then people who like volunteer basically. And then apparently they seat everyone incredibly strategically and then they'll come around and like move people around. Like they kept apparently moving Cassie around and it looked like she was not having a good time at all.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what's up. I guess Cassie really didn't want to be there. It says she was looked really uncomfortable and unhappy the whole time.
You know,
time.
They dragged her out. They're like, okay, so we know that he and Susie are back together, so we don't want it to look like a cult situation. We don't want it to look like he's not. I think they really wanted to make like look like he's not stalking her. Like, I think they were trying to be like, look, we know it went badly before.
Yeah, yeah. And so
they knew they were together.
Yeah, and also said it took them like 2 or 3 hours to get going. Like, they just made everyone wait forever.
And they all had those little, everyone was told to wear pink or red in the audience. Did you notice that?
Yeah,
usually
it's
a jewel tone, but I did see the pink and the red. Yeah. Well, guys, I got to tell you, this has been such a fun season. And because of the pandemic, we haven't had a break. We haven't been, because we used to.
It's been over a year straight.
I feel, now I used to really like the breaks. It was nice to have breaks. I feel a little like, where's my security blanket going? I feel a little like getting dragged away from my, like, where's my friend going?
It's a long break.
I feel a little bit like my teddy bears are going away. Like, it's my teddy bears, my friend!
Yeah. What am I going to listen to when I go for my run in the morning?
Patreon.
All right, Patreon.
They're funny. I have to say, the Summer House ones are funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's been funny.
Good. Oh, I love it.
Hey, do you feel the same way? Do you feel a little attached?
Yeah, I mean, it'll definitely be interesting to not have something to watch.
For so long.
Yeah. Unless they do Paradise before, which I really wouldn't put it past
them.
Because they couldn't do it after. They couldn't do it, like, direct. I guess, actually, they could.
But I think they would want all the cast-offs off Gabby and
Rachel's
season.
I was wondering that. Mm. But, like,
they're going to need new dudes.
Yeah.
They can't just have Aaron.
I don't know.
Aaron. It's just Aaron and Shanae.
Aaron and Brendan, the roofer. Anyway, yeah, I just feel like, look, I have to go to Massachusetts and make some money, do the movie. Like, so it's good that I don't have to. I don't know what the Wi-Fi will be like.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm really going to miss you guys. I love all of you. I love all of you. I love everyone in this room. I love our listeners. I'm going to miss you guys. Hey, Katie.
Yes.
I'm sorry I said that you weren't fun to play Fuck, Marry, Kill with. You're my friend. I love you so much. And you're right. You're classier, you're a better person than I am.
I just didn't want to say those
words.
No,
you're right.
You're
right. You're absolutely
times.
Right. And well, I wanted to tell you publicly that I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you publicly that you're right and I'm wrong.
I believe your apology. I think you sincerely care about
Katie. I love
her. And you
her.
Don't want to offend her.
I don't.
Or suggest to anyone that she's not fun doing anything.
No,
like that about you, Arden.
Yeah,
you mean it.
Well, I do, because actually she was just trying to protect us.
Yes.
And so, and if we were doing it off camera, she wouldn't have said that. She would have let us play. Yep. She was actually like, hey, girl, I don't want the feds to show up at your house.
Yeah. Oh, I also just think it was so much realer than Clayton's apology.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Well,
I've been thinking about it since. I felt like I hurt Katie, and I love Katie, and I would never want to do anything to disrespect.
But are you in love with Katie?
I did fuck Katie.
You told me you loved me.
Look, I also fucked Anna. I bought them both tacos.
Were you intimate with both of us?
I was intimate with Whitney. She bought me necklaces.
Intimate.
I fucked the hummingbird. I fucked my mom. The hummingbird's right there. Why do you think she's lurking around? I told that. Padgett won't have me yet. Padgett won't have me, but I'm trying.
She's
Padgett.
The one that gets away. Padgett. She's the one you want the most.
Scoot. I want to say I love Padgett the most. Behind that, I do love the hummingbird second most because it got away
for me.
I fucked you. I'm sorry. All right. Well,
can I give you a hug?
Yeah. No. Hey, hummingbird.
Can I walk you out?
Look at the hummingbird. Look at the hummingbird.
She's just hanging out.
She's
having a great time.
She's also
right. Like, literally watching us.
All right. You know what this is? You know what this is? The end of a phone call of like high school crush. It's like, no, you say goodnight.
You
say goodbye. No, you say goodbye till July. No, you say goodbye.
Stop it.
No, you say goodbye.
Wait.
No, you say goodbye.
Wait, one more thing.
I did fuck that.
Bye.
question, pretty girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.